John's, Mom John's.
Hello, welcome to Mom John's. Today I have Lipstick Kelly Art. We are both super nervous.
The most nervous.
I don't know why, probably because we're completely by ourselves right now, and it's 97 degrees in my house. First, I have to go off and say, I messed up a couple things on my last podcast. I didn't even introduce myself.
No.
I'm Christina. That is all. And I said my podcast name was Mom Jeans, which originally it was going to be that, but now it's Mom John's because I'm Lil John Bit. And, well, that's my Instagram name. I'm not physically Lil John Bit. Even though I do have a SoundCloud, so I feel like I could be Lil John Bit. Either way, it's Mom John's.
You have to explain what John actually means, though, because I had no idea.
I'm like a little Philly kid, and that's just a word I learned to replace a noun when you couldn't think of the word. It was just like, give me that little John Bit over there.
If Justin asked me, and I said it's a thing.
Yeah, it's in Urban Dictionary for sure. And it even says Philadelphia. So I feel like I can use it.
Descriptive.
Anyways. We've decided the purpose of this podcast is just a safe space for girls to talk about farts.
Yes. There's not enough of that going on.
No, definitely not. No, we all
fart. But, like, not just farts. Let's not stop there, because that's kind of universal. Like, we have to go a little further.
Like queefs?
Like pooping. you just went real far with that. Like, I don't know if we want to talk about that just yet, but.
Another thing I realized is I curse so much.
Yes.
So. Yes. So do you.
Same. Absolutely.
Honestly, I was going to call this episode something with the word Yankee in it, because I feel like it's just a northern thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought maybe we could do a competition.
Oh, God.
You can or cannot censor yourself. You can choose.
I can't censor myself. That's not a thing.
All right, then I won't either. Yeah. I'm just going to go with it.
Oh, but so were we going to try to, like, not curse?
It's just going to take me a long time to edit it, because whoever curses the most owes the other one $20.
Oh, my God. I feel like I eternally owe you $20 for giving me the best hair, always, but.
We'll just start over.
Okay.
It'll be about cursing.
Okay.
Or I'll ding it on my phone or something. Beautiful. Chelsea was like, maybe you guys should, like, have a little buzzer. I was like, the whole fucking thing's just going to be a buzz.
Buzz. The whole thing. Yeah, no. We'll lose our train. We got to keep going.
So I thought we could talk about before. I have a whole bunch of people ask a bunch of questions about you. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, we'll get to know you a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And I think that you get me really well because you spent half of your life growing up in the North.
Yes.
You spent half of it down here.
Yeah.
And you go back and visit pretty often.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like we get each other. I don't know if it's like a Leo thing, even though you're a cusper.
I am. I'm a Leo Virgo. I'm the 22nd.
So I don't know if it's a Leo thing, a girl thing.
I feel like we're such Yankee nervous thing. Leos, though. It's, like, the weirdest thing. Like, I was fine 2 seconds ago, and then the second we started this, I was like, okay, I'm sweating. I'm going to fall off this fucking chair. Like, this is not going to end well for anybody involved. Like, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
I would pick you up, though. I would take my headphones off and pick you up. Well, actually, I would probably just lay with you.
Yeah, but, like, back to where we were, it definitely creates a different state of being from one place and then experiencing fully a completely different state.
Yeah, because the North is definitely not fucking offended.
No. But, well, like, maybe also, now, like, excessively offensive, I gotta say. Like, when I go back home, I'm like, holy fuck.
Like, I guess.
Some of this is a little, I mean, I'm going to the Bronx. Like, I don't know how Philly it is. I haven't been there, but.
I haven't been back to Philly. I'm thinking about going in July.
Yeah.
I hope I can swing it. But, like, I haven't been back to Philly, I think, since, like, 2013. And, like, the last time I went up there, I held the door open for somebody. And they, like, looked at me. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Like, I forgot, you
like
know?
You fell right back into it.
Yeah, like, oh, you don't do that up here. Or, like, we went up to New York for that, for a show at, like, Webster Hall and shit. Mm-hmm. And we went to New Jersey for something, too. And I was just like, people are mean, man.
So mean. So fast. So mean. So, like, fucking, they just don't care.
A couple of people did say that they can definitely tell I'm from the North with my last podcast, though, because I still talk really fast. And
I'm
you do too.
Every single fucking time. Anytime like, I say anything. Do. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like, I've lost myself in North Carolina. Like, I need to be reminded sometimes. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I definitely, like, I feel, I don't know, man. I'm like, Yankee proud.
Yeah.
I fucking love the fact that I'm from the North.
Hell yeah.
I'd be really bummed. Look, I was born in Chicago. You were born in.
I didn't know you were born in fucking Chicago.
Yeah, man. Like, Southside.
Are we friends?
Shameless. What up?
Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, our house got broken into a few times. So my mom was like, we're leaving.
Probably.
And then we went to Detroit. Yeah, my dad, like,
it was a different time.
Came in and, like, started shooting up his work. And my mom's like, we're leaving.
What the fuck?
And then we moved here.
We're just leaving everywhere until we're safe.
And we ended up back in Pennsylvania. But
well, you're safe. So I am from the Bronx, though. I was born in the Bronx, stayed in the Bronx, left when I was almost 18.
And then you came here.
Came straight here, yeah.
Were you sad?
The most sad. I was broken. Actually, how old were you? Being honest. I was almost 18 years old.
Oh, fuck. So you, like, it really got up. It.
Yeah. Because like, I had, like, real friends at that point. Yeah. You know, like, I was figuring my shit out. And then she was like, nah, psych, we're going to go to a state you've actually never heard of. Geography is not
was this, like,
thing.
One of those, like, for me, it's, like, Iowa, Indiana,
yeah.
Montana. Mm-hmm. I forget.
I don't know.
But you were, like, North Carolina, what the fuck
Geography
is that?
Geography is a shit show for me. Like, I genuinely thought Las Vegas was, like, next to New York my whole life. My whole fucking life.
No one's ever going to talk to me again after this. Oh. We were watching Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Mm-hmm, never seen it.
Well, they asked the capital of Mexico. And I was just like, Puerto Rico. And everyone was like, who the fuck are you? My dad looked at me and he was like, no.
I just got chills a little bit, if but I'm being honest. Okay,
I honestly, in my brain, knew it was the U.S. territory.
It's just like a reaction almost. I don't know.
Yeah, because to me, they're the same. Is that offensive?
That's pretty offensive. Fuck. They're very different.
I don't know, man. I just geography.
It depends on what you were exposed to as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I highly doubt they really focus that much on Mexico.
Again,
you know?
It's the North and the South. When I was being raised, I didn't have my face in a book. One, because I really can't fucking read that well. And two, I can't. I have an actual learning disability.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So these notes.
You like my handwriting, by the way?
I think it's pretty okay.
I really was. I did not want to go to the back of the page. I tried really hard. But two. Yeah. When we got done school, my mom was like, go outside. Do not come back till the streetlights are on. Like, just go.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't learn anything.
No.
I went to school and I was like, ugh, gay. And then
New York was intense, though. I had, like, 8 periods a day. I came here and there was only, like, 4. And, like, that was the one thing where I was like, oh, I could have been raised here. Like, that would have been cool.
In school?
4 fucking classes in high school,
yeah. Oh, dude, I left school. I didn't drop out.
I was about to say, I know you?
My first class is a study hall, so I never went.
Yeah.
My second class is easy as shit. Well, it was like a science class.
But were they like 2 hours long?
They were supposed to be, but I had VoTech. So I would leave. Okay. I would go to Wawa, eat a bunch of food, go to VoTech, and then I had workman's comp. So I would leave and go to work. So I went to school for like, I don't know, 56 minutes a day.
It's like nothing, yeah.
Nothing, But I did that up north.
It's concerning. No, in New York, I had 8 fucking periods a day. So at least 7 classes, because gym, I mean, isn't really a thing. But like also a thing, because they made me run a mile, so... I was broken. It was like the first day, I remember the first day of freshman year of high school, you had to run a mile in under like 12 minutes.
And that was...
I had never run a mile in my fucking life, intentionally.
I don't remember.
That's a lot of pressure. Gym on or first anything day like that. Of fucking high school, Christina.
I like blocked school out so much. Like if really? Someone, I could probably name drop like, I don't know, 5 people I went to school with and I honestly don't remember which school they were from.
So.
I just like...
No, I remember, like, pretty much everything. I'm really good with faces, though. So, like, I generally remember people.
You remember a lot of stuff, though. You make me feel really bad. Because you're like, is this okay? And I'm like, I told you that 2 or 3 years ago.
I try to be thoughtful, yeah. I definitely try.
I mean, same.
I've clearly... I've made you uncomfortable, though, with how thoughtful I was. Like, I think I came on really strong in our friendship initially.
No, I love it, but I'm like, know, I'm a piece of garbage.
No, you're not.
I can't
close.
Keep up.
No. You just, you give a different kind of support and thoughtfulness. It's just as important. It's just different.
I'll take that.
I think it's kind of easier to give someone gifts that are thoughtful than to just be generally, like, there.
I was also poor for a hot fucking minute.
I don't know. My mom did really well while I was raised. And then, or are you talking about like now?
Yeah. Like, I'm like,
oh, I'm like perpetually poor.
Oh, like I really wanted to replace your shoe collection. I wanted to like buy you 2 pairs of Vans. And I was like, I can't, but I thought about it. Should I tell her? And then just like,
honestly,
I wanted to, but I didn't.
You legitimately
but then I'm just showing
me.
Off. So
you
I didn't.
Told me you thought about it. 500%.
Oh, well, I did.
Because I would never have wanted you to do that, but I would have been like, holy shit. Like she actually was going to do that for me.
I did. I even know your shoe size.
What's my shoe size? What if you get it wrong?
It's a 10, be? Right?
Yeah, give or take. But like an 11 if they make the shoes for like babies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so see, I knew.
Yeah.
I could have, yeah.
So thoughtful, so loved.
So,
oh my God.
One of the questions, real quick, is how we became friends. And I want to start because
okay. I'd be curious to hear
there's
what
something
your
really
is.
Fucking funny.
Oh no.
It was a moment and it hit me, and at first I was like, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. So me and you technically met at Tremont.
We absolutely did.
But then you started dating my roommate. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a day I just like manically started fucking cleaning my Tupperware cabinet.
Oh God.
It was just like a random thing I decided to do. Okay. Oh, you will. I just like, I don't know. It was one, I didn't clean anything else in my house. It was just one cabinet. I think it was because I couldn't find a lid or something.
Okay.
And you got your boyfriend at the time these like sandwich Tupperware things or something. And I just moved them to a different place and he couldn't find them. So my assumption is he had texted you saying I moved them or just put them somewhere that he didn't appreciate. And you texted me about it. And then
fuck, I did not.
No, listen, listen, listen. It wasn't argumentative.
Was this a dream? Like, no. No. Stop.
And so I said something snarky about him, like, well, if he cleaned up after himself or something, and you responded, and this was an inside joke. It had just started. You said, first of all, bitch, he can do whatever the fuck he wants with his Tupperware. Remember? You don't remember this?
I vaguely recall this first of all, bitch situation.
Yes. And so I was like, all right. I mean, I just moved it. Like, it was not... But I was like, did she just hit me?
Is this like
dead
fucking serious?
But I was
joking?
Also like, you came over that night and it was totally normal. And I was like, I love her. Because I feel like so many people, like once they get even kind of irritated, they just fucking drag it on forever. Yeah. And you said what you had to say. And I was like, we're friends. Like we are fucking friends, because it's just not necessary to drag out shit like that. And then we got closer when we started working at Tremont together, and then
it evolved. It was kind of like we kind of had to be friendly, but it definitely turned into like a very, very genuine situation
for sure. But
we are both Leos, and I think like we're pretty strong and hard headed, so
which is totally fine.
That's like the best case scenario.
Yeah, I'm always, I'm never gonna get mad at someone else for being hard headed. I'm generally gonna respect it, but it took me back because no one's ever like that where they say what they want to say and then they're like, no, I'm good. Because I'm like that. Like, I can tell you to go suck a fuck.
Yeah.
But I still, like, do want to hang out later.
I mean,
you know
what I mean?
I'm
going to be an asshole sometimes. You're going to be a fucking asshole sometimes. We're all going to fuck up. But, like, over Tupperware is a little concerning. I really don't fucking remember that, like, wholeheartedly. My memory of first meeting you is actually, like, the literal first moment I saw you was at Tremont.
Yeah. You were painting.
And you were, like, coming down the ramp. Oh, I'm getting specific. And I was, like, going up the ramp.
Was my hair?
And I had seen... No, you were so cute. You were absolutely cute. That was definitely a thought. But I was, like, I wonder if she's, like, friendly. And I, like, smiled at you. And you, like, genuinely smiled and said hi. And I was, like, oh, my God. She's adorable.
Yes, I'm so proud of myself.
No, absolutely. Yeah, so I met you, I mean, if you count that as meeting, before I actually
was I working? I was working that day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You, Scotty,
and you were
Justin.
You were painting because it was like an
you
art
and
show.
Scotty were the only ones I really saw inside.
Because Justin was working parking, I think.
Mm-hmm. He stopped me when I was leaving.
Ah.
Yeah, so I didn't even like meet him inside of Tremont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so glad that I wasn't an asshole.
No, you were so nice.
I always try to smile.
I wasn't
at
like surprised, but I was curious, you know, because I was like, okay, this girl's like heavily tattooed. You know, she works at a music venue. I had never really been to a place like that necessarily.
The only people I was mean to at Tremont were the people that were the pregnant bitches that would sit outside and fucking drink and smoke.
Yo.
You know, I saw.
Yeah, because I mean, I worked there eventually. For anyone who doesn't know that, and like, holy fuck.
And it was always Juggalo shows too,
absolutely.
Man. Always, every fucking time.
That's fucking
or like butt rock. Like dad rock bands, there would always be like some
older like it's pregnant fine, girl. It's fine. Yeah, my mom like, did it, my grandma did it, my great grandma did
barf,
it.
Barf, dude.
Yeah.
And dudes would like walk up with their fucking mouth fedora vapes and just like blow it in my face, and then they would be over 21 and I would still charge them a surcharge for blowing smoke in my face. Like, oh, people never complain about this cinnamon maple syrup flavor.
Like, I give a
and
fuck.
I'm like, yeah, well, I don't want it surrounding, I don't want to go home and like smell
reek
myself
of your fucking vape.
Yeah,
no,
not trying
you.
To bring you home, dog. No. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so glad I smiled because I genuinely like try to walk past people and not be an asshole because everyone says I have a terrible resting bitch face, which I know I do.
Yeah.
And
oh God,
there's no reason to be mean.
No.
Especially if
not.
Someone's smiling at you first.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, why not give someone the benefit of the doubt? It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt them. You know, you can be an asshole off the bat, but you're kind of like rigging the results at that point. Why wouldn't they be an asshole to you?
Yeah.
Just be fucking nice.
True. No.
Like, I can be very evil when I need to be, but like,
same.
Why the fuck do I need to be generally?
Are you mean when you're hungry? Or do you just get like quiet and tired?
I think I would push more towards the quiet and tired, unless provoked, and then it's a whole different conversation.
I'm like, so mean, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so mean. There's no stopping me. None.
No stopping.
Like, or if I'm just like over it, I can be real mean. Like, when I was buying my car, I was like really, really happy, and I know it's
I relate
to that. Switch just flipped. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, can you get me the fuck out of here,
please? It takes a lot of effort to be that fucking nice and calm in like a situation like that.
So. Especially for like longer than 4 hours.
And they're spending like tens of thousands of dollars at the end of the day. Yeah.
So annoying.
It's fucking painful. I've never bought a car in that sense. Like, I always buy them outright or fucking.
And like, whatever. I bring Nora because I'm like, cool, they'll feel bad. They're like, want to get me the fuck out of there because she's being a psychopath. And they're like, no, we're still going to keep you here.
Yeah, we have just a great waiting area for you to be miserable in for 10 hours. Yeah.
Here, does she want a balloon? Does she want to play with this one balloon that she's going to pop and sob? No. God.
You're thinking way ahead of them, for sure.
Oh, dude.
I would never even think of that side of it,
She just, the second you give it to her, she's like, and she just squeezes them as tight as she can. All right. So, we're going to get into questions real quick. No pressure.
Yeah.
All right. The first one we kind of answered. It was how we became friends.
Yeah.
So
we answered that like in five different ways.
Exactly. Somebody asked how you learn to create your art and make it a reality. Like, how do you have a vision and then just make it perfect?
I feel like that's like very general in one sense, but I feel like I was always artistic on some level, and then coming out of high school and not having any idea what the fuck I was doing was kind of when I started painting. And what I painted then looks nothing like what I do now at all.
And you don't have any of that stuff up on your Instagram, do you?
No, I've hidden all of it. Like, I've hidden the Facebook album. They're, like, in a closet in my house somewhere. Yeah. I mean, some of it's, like, fucking, I don't know. I would probably never show anybody. But it was very, like, generic. It was, like, directly representing things. Like, it wasn't very imaginative, you know. I was just like having fun at that point, and then it evolved into something else for sure.
Yeah, because your artwork's definitely very distinct. Like, there's no mistaking if you did it or not.
That I was just talking about that. Like, consistency is my goal. Like, I definitely think I have that in my style now, and now I just have to do it as far as how much I do.
I mean, even with like the cutouts you've done, and then the customs, and then your like framed stuff, the skateboard, like
clear
that skateboard when you hung it up at that show, like
I was so nervous.
You knew you did that. Yeah. Everyone else was like, oh, that kind of looks like blah 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 style, but yours, it was just like this dope honeybee chick, and like I was like, yeah, Kelly did that. I mean, I also knew because you had it in my house, but.
Yeah, definitely. But I appreciate it.
How old were you when you realized you wanted to make art, and who inspires you the most?
Oh shit. How old was I? Fuck. Probably 23, maybe 22.
Like, that's how you knew, that's when you knew like this is gonna be my job.
22. Oh yeah, I was working at a fucking barbecue restaurant, and I was just like, I can't do this. I'm miserable. I'm absolutely fucking miserable. I'm making shit money. It was like,
you're working one down here?
Yeah.
Which one?
Farmer's Barbecue is not even open anymore.
I was gonna say, sadly, I've never heard of it.
It was so fucking good. It was so good.
I can't get into barbecue, man.
Yeah,
I don't belong here.
I wasn't into it until honestly that job, and I was like, beef fucking brisket.
Oh yeah, we just talked about this the other day. Yeah, no,
it changed my cornbread, whole mind on it.
Mac and cheese. I draw the line.
There's like a corn pudding something at like City Barbecue.
I'll eat rice pudding.
Right now, I want it. Rice pudding is fucking everything.
I know. I used to work at a diner.
It's
such a
grandma thing. That's like adorable. But like, we had everything.
Like a walk-in cooler, and I would like go in and grab a spoonful like between every table I clean up after. God.
So hygienic.
I'm just gonna use the same spoon every time.
You know what? It's gonna happen.
Listen, that's what happens in the restaurants.
That's a best case scenario. Let's be very honest about that.
I was thoughtful.
Yeah.
I mean, we scooped out into a bowl. It's not like they were individually packaged. No. It was in a giant fucking metal container.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes. Rice pudding is my shit. Corn pudding, I'm not fucking with it.
Every question is going to end in food. Like, somehow or another, we're going to bring it back. I live for it.
Are we on 2 for 2?
With food? No.
Oh, okay.
No. But, like, we've talked about food a few times, happily.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Ooh, scares me.
Okay. So, we kind of covered when and what made it a career.
Okay.
But what were your fears about making it a career, and how'd you overcome it?
First of all, have not overcome it. Like, not even a little bit. I think there wasn't a lot of fear going into it because I knew, like, I had to do it. I had to.
Yeah.
I could not work at that restaurant. I was not going to school. I wasn't paying thousands of dollars to maybe figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my life. So, like, I had no choice. So the fear wasn't in starting. But in the last few years, it's gotten a little scary because I don't have like a clear goal. Like, I'm comfortable saying that. Like, I genuinely don't have a clear goal. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I really want to come out of this other than being able to do this comfortably.
That's fair.
For my whole fucking existence.
Yeah. And you might have a goal, and then you're going to reach it, and then you just...
And then you're going to find another, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely, like, looking into that kind of side of it, of, like, okay, like, what should be something I'm pursuing right now? So, I mean, I'm going to try to do more shows and things like that, but, I mean... Is that going to take me where I want to go? Like, I don't know.
Well, plus, I feel like Charlotte's, like, the fucking worst. They're like, support small businesses, but we're going to do nothing to support small businesses.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to say, like, they literally show the same artists over and over again, because I genuinely love a lot of those artists, but there's a lot. It's quite repetitive, for sure. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, me looking from the outside, I'm like, how do I... jump into that, you know? Yeah. And I was never educated in the sense of going to an art school or anything.
Yeah.
And granted, I have Google. Like, there's technically no excuse, but it's fucking overwhelming.
I feel like a lot of it with anything is, like, knowing the right person.
You get too many answers on Google, first of all, but it's definitely about connections. And I think that's a realization I've come to that's kind of fucking hard. Yeah. That it's not really the art that's going to get me where I want to go.
That's a bummer.
That's a part of it.
Yeah.
So I just need to hold on to that for right now. Aww. But yeah, fear is still there.
Do you have a favorite painting you've done? And which one?
That's really hard. To be honest, like, I probably wouldn't get very specific. I mean, there's three that come to mind. I did two that are New York themed. They're, like, of my, like, original, like, I did, like, 20 paintings originally that I had just done without intention, and, like, those kind of, like, got me through the first few shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, the Statue of Liberty one. There's one that's based around the Bronx with the pink hair and the subway map. And then there's...
You had those at that first show I went to.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I remember those.
Those are, like, staple ones for sure. And then Sea Screams. She's got, like, a crab on her face and shit. And, like, she kind of looks happy, but she's actually miserable. That one's, like, very self-portrait.
I remember. Yeah, I remember those for sure. And those... Yeah. I mean, even though those... What?
It was so long ago. 5 years ago? Easily.
And you could still set it next to one of your paintings now and know you did it.
That is one fun fact, is I've realized, like, the materials I've used, I don't necessarily love. If that's, like, I don't think cheap paint versus expensive paint is really a thing, but, like, canvas-wise, like, I use, like, very thin ones and shit like that, and I didn't realize they can, like, warp over time and shit.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you have to, like, really take care of them. Like, that's another thing where, like, I just never thought of it. I was just going.
Right.
Like, tons of people still use them. It's not a thing, but...
Yeah, I know. You learn as you go, for sure.
You learn, for sure.
So, is there a distinct childhood memory where art was prevalent that when you look back on it, you feel like your childhood self would be proud of you today? Mm-hmm. That's a deep one.
It's, yeah, that could go pretty deep. It's a little abstract, but my mom... would draw, she would do like bubble letters and shit, and she'd do like positive quotes and stuff to like get her through what she was going through, and she would outline them in black Sharpie and then color them in with crayons. So like in my mind, like I really genuinely enjoyed that time, even though like it was obviously rough. She was a single parent, but now looking at my style, I'm like, okay, this is like very similar, you know, like that manifested. Holy, I think from like shit. Yeah, like a very early on thing. Yeah. And then I'm, like, sweating. It's, like, hard to breathe. I'm, like, nervous. Listen.
It's hot in here.
I remember when I was a little older, like, elementary school, I would draw these girls. And I was into, like, fashion. So I would draw, like, clothes on them and shit. But they had, like, the same body types that my paintings have now. Because, you know, even then, like, that's what I wanted or thought I had to have. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because, like, social media was not a thing. Like, none of that. You can't blame that shit on social media. It's always a thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, now, like... I outline my things in, like, black. That's, like, the major part of what I do that makes me happy about it. And they have those body types. And it definitely manifests in a way.
Wild.
I wish I could find those drawings. That would be fucking crazy. But I don't think I have any.
We did this thing in school. I don't know if you guys ever did this. Oh, where we would write our name. Uh-huh. And then you just, like, scribble all out, like, the whole name. Uh-huh. Just all the way around. Like, almost outline it with a color. Oh, and then you outline that with a color until the entire paper was...
I've definitely seen it. I wasn't, like, generally into it.
Oh, dude, we always did that. Or we, like, wrote on erasers with gel pen and put glue on them and then
it was so innocent and simple, man.
Yeah. That's my art.
Yeah. Sick.
My brother can draw, and he entered something in a contest for me one time.
Oh, and, my God. Like, for you? Like, lied? Like Christina fucking did this? Okay.
But I got my payback because my last name was Konopka. Mm-hmm. And when they called me up in front of, like, the fucking governor and shit, they called me Christina Konopikwa. And I was like, where do you get a Q and a U in that?
No, they really, that was a stretch.
Yeah. Like, for sure. That's actually the worst my name's ever been pronounced in life. Yeah.
Wait, which brother is artistic?
Cliff. Yeah, he can draw anything.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's really artistic.
That's fantastic.
He's really good at those old school Superman S's.
Yo, I was just thinking that when you said the drawing thing. I was going to say it, really? But I was like, I don't know what the fuck to call it.
It's a Superman S.
It's just a fucking S. I mean, yeah. Six lines. Like, I don't fucking know.
Is that what it was? 6 lines?
Where did it come from? Like, who did this?
That
like,
came from 1991.
The year I was born.
Maybe 98. I mean, not 89. That's a, 89, yeah, you were 89. Reaching. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to say 89 to 91. For
did
sure.
a person do it, or it was just like, it just somehow happened? Like, it just fucking appeared one day.
I don't know. I never can, like, I wish I was, like, witty enough to, like, sometimes I see a meme or something and I'm like, I wish my brain worked like that.
Yeah.
Or like you can see a painting before it's even done. Like someone drew 6 lines and they're like, I'm going to fucking turn this into an S.
Yeah.
That's going to be drawn for the next 40 fucking years.
Just shows how much time people had. Like, yeah, but honestly.
My brain just doesn't function like that. Like I can do hair and I can see a 3-band ugly, disgusting mess and like know how I'm going to turn it blonde. But like.
But that's the same thing. Because if you made me do what you do, even if I had like a quick enough lesson, I wouldn't know what the fuck I'm doing. You've trained your brain to work that way.
But only for that specific thing. Not for jokes. I can't make jokes. No memes.
No, definitely not making a meme. I feel like my age would really show if I tried to make memes and
that's
shit.
That's a fact.
And I'm not even old.
one of my friends sent me a picture. It said, I'm this old. Do you remember those little dolls that like had like itty bitty waist and really big hips and like you could dress them and like give them hair.
Sounds like every fucking doll I've ever played with in my life.
But it was like I don't remember what they were fucking called.
Wait, was it online or like real life toy?
No, it was online.
Because I remember those little like, I don't know. They were like,
they had like sparkly things. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like you can wear like super low jeans on there. Yes. I don't remember what they're called, but somebody, I think there was two different kinds because I remember recently finding a photo of one.
I always looked like Avril Lavigne. I always like, that was me.
Mood.
Yes. Not much has changed.
Yeah, no. Wait, she still makes music though. She made a song recently and I was just like very thrown off.
Yeah. Someone's like, is this Avril at work? And I was like, yeah, she's. God damn it, Chad Kroeger.
It felt very like,
fucking,
I don't know.
Fucking ruined her.
Yeah.
I mean, not like she was that great before, but she did a lot for my 12-year-old.
She could have done some major shit coming back. And that was not it for me.
Yeah. Another one was, it was like a MySpace profile. Like, just like, someone did their own code and like, had swirlies all over it. And she's like, oh my God, what was your song? And I'm like, I don't remember my song, but I like heavily remember my top 8.
Really? Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And I fucking hate every single one of them now, except for my sister. I do, man.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you exactly. Remember. Yeah. Well, also, I can still log into my MySpace.
Oh, hell no. I wish. I wish so fucking bad, Christina. Oh, my God.
I don't have, like, I was dating, like, a super huge piece of shit when I lived in Philly, though. So, like, when we started dating, he would, like, oh, God, I should have seen it. I don't know how I lasted that relationship so long. But he, like, deleted all my old pictures, like, that didn't have him in it. I know.
That's fucking weird. But like the other end of that is I definitely see some people who still have like, if you go through their profile photos, have like 3 different relationships in there. And I'm like, that's interesting.
Well, I didn't have any other relationships. I was 17 when I started dating him. So I'm like.
So he was literally just blocking, just to block it.
Yeah.
Like everything's about me.
I wish that I had any of those older pictures from before.
If I could get into my photo bucket, shit would get real.
I never had a photo bucket. I was so behind. I did Zanga.
I've never heard of that.
I fucked with LiveJournal a little bit.
Never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Zanga was just like a blog.
Okay.
And
I vaguely remember like people
I'm pretty
at that
sure,
point.
Yeah, you could post anonymously on it, but.
Oh my God. And it like, must have been so dramatic,
I just
man.
Remember. Oh God, I quoted
I can't
a
imagine.
Lot of songs.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I don't even think I ever put real words on there. It was just like crawling in my skin. These wounds I cannot heal.
It's full blown playing in my head now.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
LiveJournal I fucked with a little bit. That's but so you could put like I think like smiley faces and stuff on it, like like the original emojis, and
absolutely.
I was like, this is stupid. Why are people, you know, you should just be able to use your words.
Now all the fucking words are being used.
Yeah. And Jesus then I got Christ. MySpace, and I always did like little MySpace bulletins like, how well do you know your friends?
The little answer survey things. Oh, yeah, things.
For absolutely. Sure. And then, yeah.
We all thought we were so important. Yeah. Like, everyone needed to know our answers to this fucking survey.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I feel
we
like...
We'd die if we didn't.
No, literally, it was a mm-hmm. thing. And, like, the joy that was sparked when you would get on, and it was like, new friend request, new message, oh new photo God. Comments.
Yeah.
I was like, yes! I peaked!
I am everything.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, then I got Facebook. But, yeah, I don't have any old pictures. I never did Photo Bucket. I suck. I did. Yeah, no. I got Shutterfly now. So
was everything I used. Oh, yeah. No, man. Now I just have everything on my phone ready to die.
Yeah, 40. You did get like super lost the last night time, looking for that picture.
Oh my God. I went all the way to the top.
I knew
and
you
I
were looking.
Knew the photo wasn't even going to be there.
No, I knew you were looking at that point.
My hair color. And I was like, okay, the photo's not here, but like, let me go through thousands of photos that I don't need to fucking see right now.
Yeah. It's fine though, because if we use that photo, the one I used of me and Chelsea is super old. So I'm like, uh-huh. I'll just make it look older.
No, it's kind of perfect.
But just your boobs still look great in that picture.
Thank you so much.
So if I don't use that picture, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of mystery.
For sure.
Her boobies looked great.
We'll see which one wins.
And I was there.
On them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It gets interesting, guys.
Actually, both pictures, I was kind of on your titties.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's a height thing. I mean, my whole fucking life at this point. But I had heels on, so I guess it was really perfect.
Yeah. I looked at the picture last night. I don't remember what I was wearing. Probably something fucking stupid. No. I look at what I wear like a year prior, and I'm like, who was I?
You're ridiculous. You look so cute. Just like this maroon fucking dress.
God, you're so nice. Like I can't even remember, and I looked at it last night.
Yeah, no, a maroon fucking dress. You looked adorable. You always look adorable.
I do remember the bag I had on, though, because I was like, what the fuck is that?
I would never remember the bag you had on.
It's in the top of my closet. I found it the other day, and I was like, why do I even have this?
I was just going to say, if you're saying, what the fuck is this?
It holds, like, my driver's license. That's it. Which I just got renewed the other day. So if anyone ever needs to renew their driver's license, listen. First of all, you know how, like, people's, like, mugshots evolve over the years? Mm-hmm. And, like, they just look like they're heavier and heavier on meth?
Uh-huh.
For some reason, that's happening to me.
No, the fuck it isn't.
But I think I'm just so fucking tired that, like, every time I renew my driver's license, like, you can see the wear and tear Stop of the it. 6 years prior.
Just life is
I
getting
swear to
down.
God, dude. I get this picture taken, and I'm like, what am I, 30 fucking nine? Like... Yeah.
No, I think you just make less and less time for getting your license renewed, it feels God. Like. Because when you said that, I was just like, what the fuck?
Well.
Go to a fucking DMV.
The Gastonia one, uh-huh. as terrifying and redneck as it was, I was in and out with the whole fucking thing in under 40 minutes.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's actually really surprising.
It was amazing.
Charlotte is not that way.
No,
that's for
dude,
sure.
It was amazing. I mean, I went on a Wednesday and I went in the morning, but either way, like,
I still feel like people in Gastonia have nothing better to do than go there.
It's like, also split in two, so I was like sitting and I signed in, and I didn't realize where I signed in was people paying like warrants and shit like that. And a cop comes out and he's like, Jones, and I'm like, yeah, what the fuck?
Literally,
and he
just
was like,
renewing.
What are you here for? Because I wrote renewal. Like, I'm just renewing my warrant, sir.
Just check it in. No big deal. Len, you know I have a kid now.
Yeah. And I read the clipboard. And I'm like, God, they really handle everything here. But why can't I drop off my old license plate? Like,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. He just looks at me. He's like, go in there. Like, super
like,
dick about it. You know what
time.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, bye.
Well, he's
like,
probably dealing with some really questionable people all day. Yeah. I can't really
I mean, I guess so.
That. Yeah.
The girl was a super bitch to me, too. And she's like, no drinks. And I was like, okay, well, I'll put it down later.
We're literally in a mall. Are we not?
No.
Like, or you had
different.
To go to a different
it's
one.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, our license plate place is in the fucking mall here, by the way. That's Gastonia.
I can't.
But then she was like, your tattoos are nice. And I was like, thanks. Is that a nose ring under your Band-Aid? And she was like, yeah.
Christina.
Well, she was being a bitch.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we just started this rule last week. And I was like, oh, that really sucks. And then we started talking and then she was nice to me. And I'm like, just because you deal with like shitheads all fucking day, don't be mean to me.
I think she realized that quickly, though. And I don't think there's anything worse than that like after nastiness compliment. Because it's very hard for me to come back from that. Like, if you were fucking rude to me and now you compliment me, I'm not really taking that well.
Generally, I'm like that. But then I turned around and saw the mess of humans that she was dealing with. And I was like,
compassion
I get it.
Set in, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never fucking work there.
No. If I had to cut one of those people's hair, I would literally crawl in a fucking hole.
I guarantee they don't get paid enough.
No. No fucking way. And, like, I went online and I looked at what I had to bring.
Mm-hmm.
I brought all of it. The lady was like, oh my gosh. She's like, you have all your paperwork. And I was like, yeah, because I read.
And I read.
Yeah. But I'm like, I wonder how many people that are like, well, I don't have that. Can't you just do it anyways?
For sure.
Like, it's probably for so fucking sure. Annoying.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
And they'll get mad at that person. Like, it's the person working there's fault that you didn't fucking read something. Yeah.
All you have to do is read. I can't read. Simple. And I fucking read it. And I figured it out. Yeah. And I got my paperwork.
And look at us. Now we're here.
And honestly, I have to, like, explain this because I've said it three times now. I can read
words. You should probably, yeah, clarify okay. on this real
I
quick.
I can read words.
Guys, she's not, reading it from the page.
Yeah,
she's
I'm not great. Dyslexic.
Yeah.
However, like, if I read this whole paper, mm-hmm. by the time I got down to the bottom, I will have retained nothing from the top and couldn't even, mm-hmm. like, answer. Like, if you ask me one word I said from the top, I'll have no idea.
Are you, like, nervous, though, when you read out loud?
No. I retain. No, shut even if I'm up. Just, like, sitting in a room reading a book just, like, by myself. Yourself.
I've yeah. done that. So I've definitely reread a page a few times.
It's every page. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just a very physical learner. So when yeah. I read.
It's just not the same.
No, yeah,
it's a little difficult.
I used to have to go take tests in like a special room.
Oh no,
I did because they had to read me my tests because yeah. I was failing all my tests. Because I mean,
kudos fucking, for like, them for fucking doing that. They didn't have to even try. They could just let your ass keep failing.
I mean, I guess so.
They definitely could have. Like, I don't remember people getting taken to a special room. But yeah, I definitely remember all my tests bad in there. Certain friends, like fuck, like they just didn't test well.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't retain yeah. words off of paper.
It's a lot of pressure.
If you read it to me out loud and give me no multiple choice, I'm going to answer it better than if I see multiple choice on a piece of paper and have to answer it that way.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can read. I just can't read.
I hope everyone got that.
Yeah. Don't worry,
enjoy
guys.
Enjoy that one. Yeah. Have fun processing that.
Yeah, my brother, he's always like, you got your helmet today? Fucking dickhead.
Oh my
also,
god.
Also, I'm 100% gonna owe you $20 because you've barely cursed.
I really have been pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's bullshit because you said you weren't gonna censor yourself, so I was like, all right, no holds barred, man.
It's not censoring, but when you ask questions, it's like I feel so much pressure that like I'm really thinking hard about it. Like I the feel cursing is too. A non-thought. You know, that just happens.
That's the thing. Yeah, I was like, maybe that's my other nervous habit because we talked about that the last yeah. time and I was like,
it could be.
Like, pooping can't be my only nervous habit. It can't be. And I was like, okay, talking definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
I can ramble. That's why being nervous about this, I feel like, is always a good thing.
It actually helps a little bit. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can talk forever.
As long as I don't think about what we've spoken about. Yeah. Like, what have we said? Like, am I funny?
Oh, dude, I listen to my podcast because Scotty's like, you listen to it.
I'm going
like,
to be so scared to listen to
I was
it.
Like, I yeah, I fucking listened to it because yeah. I don't remember a thing
I won't
we talked
anything.
About.
No. Yeah. That's definitely my, like, nervous thing. I won't remember a fucking thing. That's why, like, I genuinely did not read one of those questions. And Christina went over zero things with me before this.
Sorry.
And no, that's best.
Like, one of the things someone.
Oh, God.
Thank you for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, six people debunked the Swiss roll ho-ho ding-dong thing.
I did not
me.
Understand that shit so, at all.
And I, again, because mm-hmm. I'm reading, so sorry, guys. Hostess makes one.
Okay.
Little Debbie makes another.
Got it.
So Swiss roll and ho-ho are the same thing. I was different right. They're companies. Just different companies. And I don't fucking know what a ding-dong is.
I don't like
it's like a little circle
things.
Thing with cream in the sauce.
Devil dogs. That's the one thing.
A
that's
devil
the,
dong? I've
a
never.
A devil even, dog. Like a dog.
I've
like
never even dogs. Heard of that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
It was hard to find them here. I only recently found them at like Walmart.
That's like Enemans wasn't here when I first moved here. I was like,
yo.
It
was not a thing. My mom was heated.
Yo, like, I was like, was so where mad. Is my raspberry cheese motherfucking Danish?
There's certain things. Yo, I don't get it. It's
tasty
weird.
Cakes. Tasty cakes weren't here.
Yeah.
I used
like,
to fuck
I'm not
those
like
up
into
a Wawa.
Shit like that very much. So that sugar sweat thing you said is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
It was like 2 months ago it happened to me and I literally looked at like I Googled it. I was like, do I have diabetes? Like, am I like
how'd you Google it? What'd you write?
Attack? I just said my face is really red and hot and I'm eating a lot of sugar. I don't know what I said. It was pathetic. I was stoned. It was like very late. Like it was bad.
Did you feel better or did you end up in like the circle of WebMD? You're gonna die no matter what.
I was trying to be like hopeful. I was like, no, I don't have diabetes. Like, I'm fine. I've never had an issue. I'll be fine. And I am fucking fine. I think it's just too much sugar. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anybody can go into diabetic shock when their body's reacting to that. It's just if it's like
one of my
perpetual.
Friends, she texted me. She's like, what you're talking about with the sugar is totally, she's a nurse.
Yeah.
She's like, what you're talking about with the sugar is totally normal, okay. Blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, also your resting heart rate is actually
yo,
fine. And
you
I was like,
were thank panicked.
You. Yo, listen. All right. It's 68 right now. So that's actually pretty good.
That's great.
But she like, didn't diagnose me because nothing was wrong, uh-huh. But she definitely like doctored me. No. It was so sweet.
Okay.
I'm forever thankful because really I kind of nice. Felt like yeah. you talk about stuff like that with people and they're like, you're definitely fucked.
They're just like, you're dying or they don't give a flying
yeah.
fuck.
And Chelsea
all.
Was just like, yeah, that's really high. No, that's not normal. And I'm like, oh my God.
I never know what it means. Like every time the doctor tells anyone, like, you know, blood pressure, heart, whatever, like I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm it's like, always been good.
Don't give me a number. Just say good or bad.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
I think having that on your wrist is a little, that's hard. I would constantly look at it. I'd be like, this person stresses me out. This I'm person's down. Cool. I love my cats. They're not stressing me out. Like, that would be my life.
Dude, it is true. Yeah. Like, when I am stressed, it's, like, up. Yeah. And you never realize it.
Absolutely. I mean, you're reactive, for sure.
Yeah. Somebody you know I'm you. Fucking reactive. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. There's no off switch for that. Mm-mm. You should put this on to see what it is. We'll do that later.
Yeah, you have, like, a baby wrist. It's going to take a minute to fit it around mine.
We got super sidetracked from questions, because I can't read, yeah. I don't actually know which ones we've asked, so hold on.
Last one was a childhood thing, yeah.
Okay. So yes, we've kind of answered it is your full-time job.
Yes, for sure.
And we kind of covered, that was the next question, how did you know it was time to dump the conventional job?
I wish I had a better answer.
Honestly, I don't want to go on my Instagram right now while mm-hmm. we're doing this, because it'll be super quiet for a minute. And I can't read what I wrote, so I'm...
Wait, can I see it? Which one is it?
The very bottom line. I just wrote words, and they don't... I didn't write the whole question.
Okay, so you were so like, I'm going to be smart and, like, shorthand this, pieces, and now we're going to spend 10 minutes figuring it out.
Pieces have impacted most style. Wait, I think I did write that no. very dislike. Okay, I'm sorry, whoever asked that question. I physically... I can't even... I'm not good at scramble, okay? Or whatever the fuck...
That was like a perfect example.
People are gonna start talking going. To me so slow after this. They're just gonna be like, hello, how no, are you?
No one will treat you different. You are everything.
This continue. One I love. I've never even thought about this. Ooh. Why do none of your women have eyes?
Oh man, I'm always surprised that like no one really asked me that. I definitely painted some in those like original ones I talked about when I first got into it, but I think it was like kind of as simple and complicated as that's just a very human thing. Like, I don't think I can replicate a fucking human eye. And I think when I'm looking at someone in the eyes, like, I'm more concerned about like how they're feeling than like what they look like. Yeah, like my work is very much about feelings and not the actual physical aspect. Yeah. Like, that just is like a fun consequence of that, if that makes any sense.
No, I'm into it. Yeah. I always noticed that, but I was like, you definitely have like elements you put in, and I'm like, I mean, how many elements can you fit on into a one silhouette without yeah. it looking just like a jumbled fucking mess? Mm-hmm. So I always just thought that was a good space, but no. That's just the most literal.
I wanted to keep it like simple. Like, that's a big part of what I do. Like, I look at other people's work and I'm like, wow, it's like really fucking like complex or detailed or whatever it is, and I kind of get a little insecure about mine, but I think that was the whole point, is I was so overwhelmed with fucking feelings that I didn't need to be visually overwhelmed at that point. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to, like, express these things in the most clear, simple yeah. form. So the custom ones, it's things that are important to them.
Yeah.
You know, as it is. When you look someone in the eyes, you're fucking talking to them. It's what's important to yeah. them. What's important to you.
I love that they don't have eyes.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And that's probably the most distinct part about my work, you know?
Like, if someone was like, I want my eyes in it, would you be like, okay.
I'd be like, fuck no. There's cool. another artist who can do that. Yes, yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That, it wouldn't be like, I wouldn't be offended. They shouldn't be offended. That's just what it is, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like that's now
this
like,
isn't meant
you're,
to be
yeah.
realistic at all. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Except for dogs. They all have eyes. And the cats.
Mm-hmm. That is a thing. That was weird when I first, I mean, you made me do my first pet one.
And it was really, okay. And it was for a deceased dog.
That was hard.
Which was hard.
Yeah. But it pushed me into it. Like, I was never going to not try to do that. And I was really proud of that one.
It
really
was amazing.
Proud. Yeah.
She's sobbed.
Yeah.
Like,
I
she
bet.
The
I was fucking emotional.
Tears.
And I've never met the dog. I mean, that's just sad in general.
No, it was amazing. It could not have been any more perfect. And
the pets have been fun.
Yeah. I wonder if you never did that, if someone would have been like, hey, can you incorporate my dog? Like, if that would have ever evolved.
I know. I'd be curious. Because, like, we don't know what dogs are fucking thinking. So I'm not going to put shit on their eyes. Like, they are what they are. They're the cutest thing.
I don't
they
know,
don't
dude.
Need a fucking thing.
You know exactly what my animals are thinking.
Yeah.
That one you did for me. Like, I look at them and Dukes is just like,
yeah. I had, like, no exposure to animals in my life, if we're being honest. Like, in New York, it was not a thing. Good. I never had a pet. Like, I had, like, a stray cat, like, a street cat at my dad's house.
That shit pisses me off. Yeah. Like, when we went up to New York City, I'd see dogs walking on the hot fucking pavement. Oh, no, it was fucking horrible. And I'm like, that dog has no idea what grass is. And maybe that's me being ignorant. And there, maybe there's grass in New York.
It's definitely putting some human emotions on them.
Get the fuck out of here. A dog lives in a fucking...
the tiniest 600
square foot apartment, mm-hmm. if it's lucky, and it's 100 square feet because all the dogs I saw were fucking gigantic for fucking some reason. Oh god,
I was in Greenwich Village recently, and like we were walking after we parked, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It was just like a puddle of dogs like on the sidewalk, like waiting across because there's like a little dog park though. And I was like, I mean, they know what they know, you know, this is their reality. I think we put a lot of fucking human emotions on animals, and we need to chill out.
Just
a little bit. A little bit. But you're not that person. Like, you're realistic about it. You know, shit like that is fucked up. But, like, you also know, you know, there's like, a line somewhere.
Yeah. I definitely, like, I had to tell a lady that my dog was going to fucking eat her dog yesterday. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, she had her dog off fucking leash on a mountain. And it, like, walks up to Dukes. And Dukes is, like, lunging. And I'm, like, trying. I just let Dolly go.
And they would try to blame it on Dukes. But it's like, why the fuck is your dog off a leash? I
was
like,
yo, my dog is not dog friendly. And she was like, ugh.
Like, fuck off. You don't know what his life or my life is. Like, you've done your literal best.
I'm like, if I get in one more fucking dog mom fight on this fucking mountain.
Because some bitch some
lady was, like, swatting at Dolly the other day. Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so.
Dolly, like, was sniffing her. And she's like, well, she's, like, standing between two trees because she's dying. You know, it sucks hiking up that mountain. I didn't see her.
We won't get into that.
Yeah. I didn't see her. And Dolly just, like, walks up. Duke's, like, 8 feet behind me trying to survive.
I don't know how he does it.
And Dolly's just, like, sniffing her foot. And I look up. She's like, it better be friendly. And is fucking hitting my dog. I was like, first of all, motherfucker, you're on the side of a mountain, so you better chill. Like, what?
This can escalate quickly.
Yeah, like,
bitch.
Do you want murder by dog or fall 900 feet?
If I had to bet on, like, something that would put you in jail, 500% be either Nora or a dog all day. No, there's not one question in my mind.
I mean,
maybe road rage, but, like, you know,
no.
I think we all respect that, like, you know, Nora and the dogs are.
Yeah, road rage has definitely calmed down since I've had Nora because I'm like, oh, my road rage could kill me.
For sure. And you have to think, like, you know, you may have been an asshole to some cars that could have had a kid in them, too, at some point in your life.
Oh, I always am an asshole.
So it's kind of like, fuck, let me not do that.
Like, again, I'm a driving hypocrite.
I never drove in New York. That's one thing. I never drove in New York. I got my license after living here for a few years.
Was that scary?
No, it was fucking annoying. But, like, what was I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking walking. There's not even sidewalks everywhere. Like, I don't know how that works, really. But in New York, I was like, I'll never get my license. Are you kidding me? I'm chilling. Like, why am I worried about that? Why am I going to pay for shit?
I feel like Charlotte's kind of getting like that. Like, in Philly,
they're trying.
I could, like, walk to Franklin Mills. Mm-hmm. Or I could walk to Wawa. I had a corner store. Like, I didn't need
You have what you need there. But then I also had a bus right outside my house that could take me wherever the fuck I had to go.
I never got on the fucking bus. I hate people so much. Yeah. Because I did have a car. Because I lived in a row home. Yeah. So I was like... No, I'm not getting on a stinky fucking hot ass bus. Hell no.
Just so used to it. They were pretty nice. I mean, in my opinion, the trains were where shit got questionable.
No, dude. Yeah. I couldn't do public transport. I was such
a... I was fucking into
bougie
it.
Bougie ass bitch.
I like it, man. I love the people. I was just like watching them, even if like it's a fucking danger to my life most of the time. But like, I fucking enjoyed it, man. I really did. I was doing this from such a young age. My mom didn't have a car when I was like young. So it was just fucking normal.
Oh, so you never had to parallel park in your driving test, did you?
I still panic every time I have to. So, I swear to fucking God.
That's the thing. Panic. In Pennsylvania, you don't even get to take your driver's license test, or at least, I don't know, however many years ago, 12 years ago when I started driving, you didn't have to how many years? I'm not going to do that math.
Do not. Listen. Don't go there.
I think it was like, I've been driving for long enough to have my three different
licenses.
I've been
driving 8 years. I've just found that out, but continue.
If you didn't parallel park properly, you didn't even get to take the driver's test. So they're like, seatbelt, turn signal, windshield wipers, fluid, horn, hazards. No. And then you go. And you have to parallel park.
I don't know. It's probably like that in New York. It has to be. You can't survive if you can't.
Yeah.
But like here, you can definitely survive. It's honestly only been recent years. That's what I'm saying. It's recent years. I'm like, oh, shit, we're all going to have to learn. Fuck me, my car's gonna get hit a lot more. or hit other things a lot more. My friend Samantha's terrifyingly good at it.
Yeah, like, dude.
Terrifying. There's some people that are real good at it. She's doing 60 into like a miniature spot.
We went up to Chinatown and I had my Hyundai Accent and I just like in this spot. Fuck like, no. I hadn't been home for like 4 years. And I've I was like,
so many mini heart attacks. It's scary.
But yeah, the longer I go without parallel parking, I'm
it
like,
get, you
oh
have
God,
to keep doing
I'm a little
it.
Rusty.
It's
yeah.
a little muscle memory, but it's mostly just knowing. And I don't fucking know. I've done it, but I don't fucking know.
Well, and now I have like the.
The backup camera and shit.
The backup camera. And I can move my camera or my, not my camera, my mirror. Uh-huh. In my Hyundai, everything was manual. So I had to reach over and move it. And then yeah. I was like, I would go back to where I was sitting. I was like, well, now I really can't see. And I have to
can't see
back
a fucking
over,
thing.
And like, there's a little knob, you know?
Yeah. The automatic ones are rad.
Yeah.
I do really like that.
Yeah.
It's so lazy. Adulting. But it's everything.
Dude, it's not fucking accurate. No. I was like, who even put a little knob like this mm-hmm. on the polar, on the complete opposite side of the car?
They're trying, Christina. Like, doing their best at all times.
No.
Yeah, I know.
It's gay.
No.
Am I not allowed to say that?
Definitely not. No.
Because
It's so funny. I was thinking about that before when you were saying the learning disability thing. I was thinking about, like, in New York growing up, like, saying retarded and, like, dittity. I said dittity all the time. Yeah. That's so fucked up. Like, that's yeah. so fucked, Christina. Mm-hmm. Like,
no,
it's
seriously.
Bad.
So, I definitely remember, like, me and someone from Philly were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Like.
It's inevitable.
Saying the F word.
Mm.
Not fuck.
I never.
The F word.
I was never.
Yo, we used
that.
To throw it around like it was fucking nothing.
See, no, retarded was like, my version. Or just gay.
All my gay friends would be like, fine.
I know.
And like,
I know.
You'd say retard, no one was offended. Mm-hmm. Now you can like call someone an idiot and they're like, hey man. You
know, like, I might actually about, like, have a fucking learning disability. Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, can we like turn it down like three notches though?
I haven't been corrected. I just genuinely feel like it's, you know, it's just unnecessary. That's yeah. what it is. It's just fucking unnecessary. Like, it does not benefit me and it can definitely fucking hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But like, I know it's natural. Like, I know you. You did not mean that, like,
no.
you know, in
I
any
say gay like
100
times
yeah.
a fucking day.
Yeah. I mean, some people do it. I have friends guys. That still say retarded all the fucking time, and I cringe every time, and I fucking correct them, and we kind of laugh about it, but, you know, we're doing our best,
no,
I guess.
My retarded has definitely turned into dumb as fuck.
Dumb as fuck is a real easy one. That yeah. absolutely has morphed into that.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah. And
but,
it
like, gay,
no
I
one.
Didn't find, like, a replacement for that. Because it That's never why, yeah. really made sense in the first fucking place.
We had this British girl, or English, or whatever she fucking was, started working at I don't know. I don't want to offend.
So dismissive.
I don't want to offend
we'll
by saying
European.
The wrong
She's fucking European.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Which was another way smarter than a fifth grader question that I got wrong.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know it was a continent.
Dude.
I thought it
was. I'm not even going to judge you because
I thought it was.
Fuck
I thought Europe
right
was in Asia. So.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought it was all the same oh. continent.
Oh, it just got dark.
I'm sweating so much.
Oh, my God. My Vegas thing really seems like nothing now.
I'm sweating.
I'm definitely all right, sweating.
Listen. I gotta come back from this.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, she started working at Wawa and she was selling cigarettes and she called it a fag. And I was like,
yes.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
So aggressive. No. And flash like, forward 10 years, we're saying gay still.
Yeah, I was just like, I remember I was like making a sandwich yeah. for someone and I was like, and like,
oh
I just stopped
God.
And I was like, oh my God.
How did she react though? Did she really think she like did something wrong or they probably
well,
so
dude,
fucking
I like walked
that.
Up to her and I was like, they're called cigarettes here.
Okay.
And she was like, a what? A fag? How she said it? I can't even do that accent.
It's so innocent. And yeah. Like,
I
it's
was
just
like,
fucking normal.
I was like, yeah, but we'll just call them cigarettes. Because, like, when the Wawa I worked at wasn't in Philly.
Yeah.
It was, like, borderline. Like,
got
rednecks
it.
Live here. And also, like, just regular northern people
yeah.
live here.
You got a mix.
And, yeah. So I'm like, someone's going to be like, why'd you just call me? Because random rednecks up there would have southern accents.
Win, yeah.
Even though they were born in, like, fucking...
I don't get
yeah,
that.
Stupid.
I want to say I don't get it, but, like, I kind of sounded like I was from California for a while, and that made no fucking sense.
You're just finding yourself, that's all.
Exactly. I definitely find myself, like, kind of morphing a little into whoever's around me.
I went to prom with a couple redneck dudes. They
you
had southern
really?
Accents, yeah. I had pictures.
I went to prom with my girls.
Yeah, I mean, we went
so
like
stereotypical.
Yeah,
like,
I woke up in a fucking
way
tent.
Way more fun.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. God.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
I'm not even.
We're
going
not
to.
Gonna go there.
No. Last question, which is perfect Ooh. Timing. You can take this however you want. I don't know if this means about life
okay.
or your art.
Okay.
So we can just generally answer it whatever you feel
more
comfortable with.
Got it. Okay.
Is there ever a time you didn't think you would make it, and how did you push through?
Probably constantly, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
On some level, for sure. I just feel like I chose a path that there's no clear guideline to what I'm doing. You know, I don't get paid by the hour. There's nothing consistent about it. And as someone who definitely struggles with mental health issues, it's like I probably chose one of the more difficult things, but also one of the more rewarding things. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I wasn't like that's I'm not really doing custom paintings right now. And that's a part I'm going to miss is just, like, I feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been what kept me going, for sure, with the paintings and just in life in general.
Yeah.
But it's, like, and my mom always kind of, like, pushed that for me. She was, like, you know, you want to do things for other people. You want to make other people feel good. Like, that will come back to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just be happy. I don't know. Do the best you can. So, like, when I paint for other people, and I'm so fucking nervous when I do it. I'm, like, they're going to fucking hate it. They're going to hate everything I've done. It's going to be nothing they want. It's going to be the worst. And then...
Has that ever happened to you?
Never.
Yeah.
Not once. I've had, like, a few parts of a couple of paintings where someone was like, like, I'm not really feeling that or whatever. But, like, these people also, you know, commissioned me before I even knew what the fuck I was doing, which, like, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful every day. So I learned as I was going, and that just kind of created a cycle of, like, you know, I feed off that energy. I keep going. I get more energy from people.
Mm-hmm. Because someone gets a painting, and they're, like, stoked, and you're like, yes, yeah. I can do this.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah, that's awesome.
Instant gratification at that point, even though so much went into it. Like, so much.
It is nerve-wracking, yeah, because someone's, like, I mean, that's going to be in someone's home forever. Yes,
and they're paying a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Even when I was charging, like, nothing, it was still, you know, a significant, I couldn't have fucking afforded it. And,
right.
You know, to this day, I probably can't afford most of what I'm doing generally.
Yeah, like, but it's not like you've got, like, six paintings going at a time. You're, like, putting, exactly. like, a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, literally putting yourself into something mm-hmm. to make someone else happy.
Yes.
And that's draining and probably yeah. priceless.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the most valuable.
At least you
part
know you're
no,
you're like you have a self-worth when it comes to that, like pricing your paintings
yeah.
and stuff.
I really do, and I've tried to adjust as much as I can, and now this is the first time I'm focused on originals in over 5 years.
Yeah.
Like I have not pushed out, you know, even a handful of originals at a time in at least 5 years. Like that's a shit ton of pressure, but I probably haven't been as excited as I am right now too.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, I
yeah.
can't wait to see what you come up with.
Thank you.
I saw your little snowflake. I got super excited.
Oh
about
my God.
It.
I know. I hope someone does that. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, cause your hearts were like, perfect. They're just
yeah.
like the perfect size.
People are obsessed
and
with it. They really got into that.
Yeah.
It is. It's something as simple as a shape, man. It changes like everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you get so used to seeing things, you know, square, even circular, but it's a fucking heart.
Yeah.
And it just like sparks joy.
I love it.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to tell anybody before we go?
No, I just appreciate you for listening to us fucking idiots.
Yeah, I was excited that so many questions were actually asked.
Yeah. Thank you for participating to anybody.
Yeah. No,
that's
definitely, it helps. I mean, any of that stuff. Like, if you guys could just follow Kelly on Instagram, her art, it's Lipstick Kelly Art with 1K, correct?
1K, man. That's
yeah, Lipstick Kelly Art.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely Instagram has fucked small businesses.
Yeah.
So, and you know, just mm-hmm. like people
it's
at, like,
weird.
It's definitely
I
fucked
up
artists.
I don't get it. Yeah.
So, I think the best way that I found that the algorithm works is if you do participate,
mm-hmm.
you comment more than like it, like, comment, save, share things to your story. So,
I need to be more of a consumer too with that, with my friends and their small businesses.
Yeah, but I think we're all learning, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, so,
and they keep changing it. So, it's like, you know, you kind of don't know what to do at any given time.
Yeah, and you're like trying so hard to keep up your fucking Instagram account so you can keep promoting yourself.
It's
you're like,
consistency.
I can't promote you guys too.
Consistency.
So,
exhausting.
Yeah, you guys should go follow her, Lipstick Kelly
Thanks.
Art, comment on her shit,
yes.
share it in your stories, buy things, even though, are you commissioning anything right now?
I'm going to be offering random opportunities for custom paintings.
So people will
have
to pay attention to your stories?
Yeah, they're going to have to definitely.
Sick.
And you can always hit me up and see where I'm at that point.
Yay!
I don't bite.
No, she literally doesn't.
Yeah.
She's
I'm
like top five nicest people I know. First of all, bitch.
I feel like you might not know a lot of nice people, but it's fine. I'm kidding. No, you know a lot of nice fucking people for sure. I think you do.
I keep my group very small.
Absolutely. But it's a solid fucking group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful to be a part of it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us ramble. And I owe Kelly $20. I'm not even going to try and fucking count who cursed more because I know it was me.
Man.
So, all right, guys. Peace out. Till next time.
Meh.